On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the wines we're going to be tasting today. We have Finca Rodma Selection Tempranillo 2019. We have Finca Rodma Avizor Tempranillo 2020. We have Terlato Vineyards Pinot Grigio 2024. Fiori di San Gregorio Greco di Tufo 2022. Il Poggioni Brunello di Montalcino 2020. Castello di Bulgari, Bulgari Superior 2021. And lastly, we have from Dariush, the Darius II Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. Woo! Yeah, it does not stink to be in the basement today.
Not at all.
It is a good day in the basement.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. Hey, it's nice and quiet here in the basement.
Good morning, Bob.
Isn't it nice to be in the basement without all the loud people?
It's so quiet.
It's so peaceful.
Yeah.
That's why I opened the good wine, because the rest of them aren't here.
Exactly.
And the rest of them show up, it's Boone's Farm all the way.
Right.
We'll do a vertical.
Sutter Home Reserve.
Oh, they're not worth the reserve. Heck with those guys.
Oh, and thanks to Screamy Eagle, before I forget, for the Cabernet Vertical. We will try to get to you next show.
Yeah, definitely.
We ran out of time today.
Definitely, definitely. Didn't you say that last show?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll
eventually. We're going to keep working till we
we'll
get
eventually
in.
Get to it, so.
Yeah.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today is good old boy Justin.
Good morning. It is such a pleasure to be here in the basement. We've got a world of wine to look forward to this hour.
Yeah, it does not suck. We've got a little from Italy, a little from Spain, and a little from America, so.
Molto bene.
This is a good day. This good is day. A very good day. Well, you know what they say, hey?
Riuniti on ice.
That's nice. Yeah.
Oh, I've got all the new wine sound effects for you. Nice. My new favorite one, though.
Yeah.
You'll love this.
Uh-huh. Get Ripple, the bright new drink with that ring-a-ding flavor, Ripple.
Ice cold Ripple is the new drink for lively people.
Lively people, yeah. Dear Lord, America was a wine wasteland, 100 years ago. God help us. Thank God we're finally coming into reality. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the wines we're going to be tasting today. We have Finca Rodma Selection Tempranillo 2019. We have Finca Rodma Avizor Tempranillo 2020. We have Terlato Vineyards Pinot Grigio 2024. Fiori di San Gregorio Greco di Tufo 2022. Il Poggioni Brunello di Montalcino, 2020. Castello di Bulgari, Bulgari Superior, 2021. And lastly, we have from Dariush, the Darius II Cabernet Sauvignon, 2022.
Woo!
Yeah, it does not stink to be in the basement today.
No, not at all.
It is a good day in the basement, so. Well. Let's go ahead, and we're going to have Justin give us our sips ratings. Since it's just the two of us, do them all. What the heck? We got
time. We'll do them all. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Ganga Din, water.
Ganga Din, drink water. Drink water.
I'm not sure if that was Count Chocula or the Ed Wood movie.
Seizure.
Could have been a seizure. Yeah. You might want to check you out.
Right. Two sips. Not getting me away from this good one. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
That's a little less Transylvanian. Yeah, that's better.
Three sips. This is interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Luigi, oh my! I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
And just so the folks in the mafia know, he does not live in my house when you come to take care of him for that really horrible impersonation. Yeah.
There is no mafia.
No, there's no such thing as mafia.
Okay.
It's a cruel myth. So.
Right.
All right. So let's move forward. We're going to go and talk about our first wine. So located in the center of the Ribera del Duero's Golden Mile, the Finca Rodma Winery is located right in the middle of the vineyard, which encompasses 14 hectares. That's 34 American acres. Of land that sits 650 meters above sea level. Harvesting is done manually with careful selection and sorting bunch by bunch, both at the vineyard and the winery. The aging takes place in American and French oak barrels, depending upon the type of wine that's being produced, as well as the time required for the aging. The winery uses a gravity flow system for filling and racking to minimize the impact on the wines. So our first wine is going to be the Finca Rodma Selection Tempranillo 2019. This is 14.5% ABV, 100% Tempranillo. The average age of the vines is 30 years old. Cold maceration from 8 to 10 degrees Celsius. Alcoholic fermentation at low temperature, under 30 C. Macerations up around 30 days. Aged for 12 months in new French oak and American oak barrels, 60% French and 40% American. So on the color, beautiful, beautiful, dark, dark garnet. On the nose, let's see. My first impression, I hate to say it, on the nose was Smarties, that sweet minerality. But it's really opened up. There's plums, some cherries in there. Some nice bright red fruit. Really pretty nose. And then on the palate, hold on. It's got lots of dark fruit on it. Blackberries, dark cherries. It's got a nice bit of tannin to it, not overpowering at all, just enough to let you know that it's there. It's got a little bit of a creamy after palate on it. And it's got a nice medium length finish. Nice wine. Very nice. What do you think, Justin?
So like you, when I first got this wine, the nose was wild.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Smarties. Also got the Elmer's glue I sniffed in the second grade.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. And then after a half hour, everything just became like a normal, like slight manila envelope kind of thing going on. The Smarties was gone for me, and then I got fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But it just took a while to reveal itself. On the palate, I got a mixture of fruit muddled together, a little bit of vanilla. The tannins are very mature, creamy mouthfeel. And the finish was almost non-existent. I'll try it again now that I've had it for a while. Yeah, there's like a very faint oak upper middle palate, but not much finish. But I still enjoyed this. I think we gave it 3 sips.
We're going to be giving the Finca Rodma Selection Tempranillo 2019 a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
A really nice, tasty little wine. So let's move on to our next one, where we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about Finca Rodma Avisor Tempranillo 2020. 14.5% alcohol by volume, 100% Tempranillo. Average age of the vines is 45 years.
Wow.
Cold macerated. I know, right? Cold macerated. And we will talk more when we're back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Justin was just getting ready to start telling us about the next wine from Finca Rodma.
Yep, Finca Rodma Avisor Tempranillo 2020. It was cold macerated from 8 to 10 degrees Celsius. The alcohol fermentations at a low temperature, under 30 Celsius, with macerations around 30 days. Aged for 15 months in new French oak barrels. On the nose, I got orange Julius and buttermilk. And I had a hard time accessing the underlying fruit. And I'm still having a hard time accessing the underlying fruit in this expression on the nose. On the palate, it was spicy, red licorice, and like balsamic vinaigrette. And the finish was really long. It was the best part of this expression for me. So I got like hard to access nose, decent palate, and a crazy good finish. So I gave this, or we gave this, a 3.
Well, you're getting ahead of yourself, because I got to talk about it now. So,
okay. Bob, tell us what you think about it.
All right. So the nose is definitely muted. It's not as present as the first one, but I'm getting some blueberries and a little bit of flowers, and I get almost a sweet pipe tobacco nose to it. On the palate, the palate is definitely spicy. I definitely get that sort of balsamic note that you're getting. It's got a real nice grip to it. The tannins are there. They're not completely overpowering, but it lets you know it's there. Dark red fruit on the back palate and on the finish. Really, really nice. Really nice expression. I mean, this one was, again, very well done. If I could take the nose of that one and put it in with the palate of that one, you'd have a 4 or 5.
I know. Crazy, right? Usually the finish isn't the strongest part, but
Yeah, that's damn nice little wine, though. We are going to be giving the Finca Rodma Avisor Tempranillo 2020 3 sips. Helps if I play the sound. Sorry. Oh.
Ding, ding.
There you go.
Interesting.
I got to help you out.
I got busy, so. All right. So let's go to our next wine. So going from red to white, which is the dumbest thing in the world, but
we're professionals.
How we're set up. So
don't recommend you do this at home, kids.
Yeah, not a good idea. So our next wine is from the Terlato Vineyards. In 1979, Anthony Terlato introduced the American consumer to Italian Pinot Grigio and created a new category in the wine industry. Today, Pinot Grigio is one of the most popular imported varietals in the United States. In 2012, Bill Terlato set up a partnership with the Capaldo family and the Search families of Italy to create their Terlato Vineyards Pinot Grigio. So this is the Terlato Vineyards Pinot Grigio 2024. It's 13% ABV, 100% Pinot Grigio. Appellation is Friuli Colli Orientali, DOC in Northeast Italy. It is hand harvested and fermented in stainless steel tanks with select yeast to enhance the varietal aromas. It's aged for 4 months on the lees with weekly batonnage to amp up that flavor and the texture. So on the color, it's a pale straw with a little bit of brightness around the rim. On the nose, notes of citrus, peach, pear, white flowers, and just a slight bit of wildflower honey on the end. And let's give it a taste. On the palate, the pears, the citrus pops out. It's got a nice mouth coat to it. It's got some really nice, very crisp minerality on the end. This one has settled down since we always do with whites. We start them out with a blistering cold because a lot of people drink them that way, God knows why. And then we let them sit and warm up and retaste them as they start getting to a more, civilized temperature. That's really helped this one. The acidity when this thing was blindly cold was overpowering. But now that it's come down to, something a little bit more like lightly chilled, that acidity is really, really nice. It's not overpowering at all. I like this one. What'd you think?
On the nose, I got similar notes you did, except I also got fresh grass on the nose.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the palate, it had a pretty little mouth texture. It was really, really nice. And the finish was light. It was like all cantaloupe to me. Mm-hmm. But, I would sip this by the pool. I would drink this with a basket of fruit. If I ate fruit on a routine basis, which I should, then I would have this with it.
Well, you chew juicy fruit from time to time. That's fruit, right?
Yeah, it's there exactly.
You go. And it's juicy too. It's the best right. Kind of fruit, I mean, it's made in a petrochemical plant, but it's fine. Don't worry about it.
So my doctor asked me if I eat fruit and vegetables. I'm like, well, yeah, I definitely eat fruit, juicy fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, is beer a vegetable? I mean, just thinking out loud, so.
I like bread, I think.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. It's got vitamin B12, though, and that's healthy.
Well, Guinness is like bread. It's a meal in a glass, so
Guinness is a meal in a glass. And I will use that as a meal substitute from time to time.
Yeah, this is a very pretty Pinot Grigio. I'm not a big Pinot Grigio guy, but that one's definitely growing on me.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be giving the Terlato Vineyards Pinot Grigio 2024 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
The key to that one, kids, is do not overchill that one.
Right.
It definitely is not its friend to get it that cold. But, really, really well done. It's, the thing about Pinot Grigio is it's a huge category. Lots of, cougar juice. Lots of it is consumed in this country. But unfortunately, it got so popular. There's so much below average Pinot Grigio out there, just a sea of it. So when you have something that's really nice like this one, it really stands out among, the ones that are around it for sure. But there's, you know, it's got to fight its way to the top of that giant sea of average stuff that's,
maybe
you know,
gets more respect in Italy.
Yeah, it probably does. So, all right, well, you want to start telling us about the next one before we slide into commercial?
Sure. Faiuti di San Gregorio was established in 1986 in Sorbor Serpico, a tiny village in Campania Erpenia's region near Mount Vesuvius. Owned by
I can pronounce that one. Vesuvius, I got that one.
Owned by the Capaldo family from Irapinia. Faiuti San Gregorio Greco de Tufo is grown between 1,400 and 2,300 feet above sea level, and we'll be back after a break.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, we're back, and Justin was telling us all about our next wine.
So Faiuti San Gregorio Greco de Tufo is grown between 1,400 and 2,300 feet above sea level in deep, finely textured, moderately alkaline, and very calcareous soil. Tufo is not only the town, but it also means chalk.
Yep.
Which I didn't know.
Yep.
Faiuti San Gregorio Greco de Tufo, DOCG 2022. Is 12.5% alcohol by volume. It's 100% Greco di Tufo. Appellation Campania Greco di Tufo DOCG grapes are harvested in early to mid-October. Immediately following the harvest, grapes are destemmed and undergo a gentle press, followed by a cold settling at 57 degrees Fahrenheit for 24 to 48 hours, which is what I want to do every August. Fermented in stainless steel between 61 and 64 degrees. No malolactic fermentation. Aged 3 months in stainless steel on the lees with an additional month in bottle prior to release. So the color is like a light yellow, almost clear, but has ripe pears, apricots, fern, and a pack of menthol cools on the nose. The palate had a lively acidity and minerality with a long finish showing notes of balsamic vinaigrette. I've been doing spirits and wine shows for 10 years. This is the first time I've had this note come up more than once in a show. So it's very interesting. Makes me want to eat a salad. I know, just as likely as me eating a basket of fruit.
But, yeah, that's happening.
But I could think about it. What did you think, Bob?
I've seen you tear into a gallon of potato salad. You know, that has vegetables in it, and it's salad.
Yeah.
So it counts.
Right.
You know. The pears, the apples. And there is that just bit of menthol on the very tip of the nose at the end of the inhale. It's got a very pretty nose. On the palate, hold on. It's got a nice acidity, very, very well balanced. The minerality really comes through. You can definitely tell it's a chalky soil because it shines through. There's a citrus note, a little bit of lime leaf on this. It's absolutely beautiful. This is another one that got better as it warmed up. Blindly cold. It was, the acid was way too much, but right now it's just, it's so well put together and so well balanced. Yeah, this one is absolutely lovely. Hold on. I'll have another sip of that one. Yeah, fantastic. We're going to be giving the Fiutis di San Gregorio Greco di Tufo 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
You know, it's got to be a pretty good wine if it's white and we actually like it. So,
yeah, you're right.
I mean, we're not big white wine drinkers. So, yeah, very, very well done. Well, that's going to take us to our next wine. So, let me grab it out of the pile here. So, Il Poggione was founded over a century ago and is one of the first wineries to market Brunello di Montalcino wine as early as the 1900s. An early proponent of sustainable agriculture, the property consists of 1,300 acres, of which 336 are planted with vines and 120 with olive trees. The rest are dedicated to grain fields, forest, and livestock. So the Il Poggione Brunello di Montalcino 2020, it's 14.5% ABV, 100% Sangiovese, appellation is Montalciano. The wine is a blend of grapes from vineyards located at various elevations ranging from 490 to 1,475 feet and grown on a diverse array of soil types. The vineyards are at least 25 years old. Due to the age of the vines, irrigation is typically not necessary, with drip irrigation in particularly dry years. Fermented 15 to 20 days with submerged cap and stainless steel tanks at controlled temperatures of between 77 and 82 degrees. Malolactic fermentation in steel, made with indigenous yeast and bacteria, aged for 3 years in large French oak barrels, 790 to 1,320 gallons. So let's take a look at the color. The color on this is absolutely beautiful. It is just a dark, dark ruby, glowing, beautiful color, beautiful clarity. Let's have a smell, shall we? Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's the nose on that is absolutely delightful, huge. Oh, it's just a basket of big red fruit. Wow, that's really nice. Plums. Stewed red fruit. A little cassis in there. And on the palate, let's take a taste. Absolutely delicious. Beautiful dark red fruits. There's a nice spiciness on the tongue. There's a little bit of tobacco leaf. The tannins are very well presented. They're very well controlled. They're not overpowering, but they absolutely let you know they're there. There's a little bit of a dustiness, a little bit of a dry minerality on the back palate after the swallow. But the tannins are, like I said, they're there, but they're very smooth. They're holding this wine up, you know, absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. This is fantastic. What do you think, Justin?
These guys or women know how to make wine. This is obviously not their first year doing it. This is yeah, not like a sub shop that introduced pizza and said, have our pizza. No. I think they've made this long before I was born, and they're going to be making it long after I'm gone. The nose was like very well crafted. The palate for me was the highlight. It had a lot of great notes. The finish, it wasn't weak. There just wasn't one. But if you just keep drinking it, you won't mind. And then it won't necessarily interfere with any food or anything you're pairing it with, because you're just going to have it and it's going to be gone, and then you're going to have your food and then you'll be back to that wonderful palate again. So I loved it.
Yeah, that's about the only knock I would give it is there's a fin- I mean, I'm getting a finish, but I just wish it was longer. But other than that,
just keep drinking it, Bob.
Yeah, it just it fills the mouth. Absolutely fills the mouth. Delicious wine. This one is
it's just not something you pair with. It's just you have it alongside something else you really like.
Yeah.
And they're good.
Well, we're going to be giving the Il Poggione Brunello di Montalcino 2020 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah, that one was... That one was lovely. So let's move on to our next wine. And let's see. Is that you or is that me? Oh, that's me.
Molto bene.
Is that me or is that you?
I'll do it, my friend.
That is you, yeah.
I'll do it. Castello di Bulgari, Bulgari Superiore 2021. It's made with Cabernet Sauvignon, 20% Cabernet Franc, and 5% Merlot. The vineyards are 20 years old and are located 230 feet above sea level facing the Tyrrhenian Sea. Fruit is hand-picked and sorted. Selected parcels are vinified partially in steel, partially in oak vats, and 130-gallon barrels. Maceration lasts 30 days on the cab and 20 days for the Cab Franc and Merlot. Most of the fermentation occurs with indigenous yeast. It's aged 20 months in oak, first 12 months in 130-gallon barrels, followed by maturation in huge barrels until bottling. The color was a mystery until after the break.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Justin was just getting ready to start telling us his thoughts about this beautiful Bulgari Superiore.
So the color was a pleasant dark red. The nose was subtle. It had a nice tannic structure. It had layers of heavy cream, a suggestion of fruit, and I got like Pecorino Romano on the nose a little bit. The palate was very savory. I got like a meaty bolognese and Parmesan cheese notes on this palate. And the finish, there was fruit on the back end. First time it really was prominent with grapes and tropical fruit notes. And I don't know whether to drink it or eat it, but either way, it's just delicious. What did you think, Bob?
Apparently somebody wants to go eat Italian for dinner tonight because he's fantasizing. So it's a beautiful wine. Absolutely beautiful wine. Beautiful, dark, 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 dark color. On the nose, lavender, currants, dark black fruit. Just a hint of pepper. On the palate, this wine is absolutely huge. Fills the mouth. The tannins, the grip on this is it grabs your tongue and lets you know that it's there.
Yeah.
Dark red fruit. There is just a slightly, I'll give you the Parmesan. There's a slight bit of that sort of cheesy umami in the back.
Did you get savory notes or not?
Yeah, it's very savory. Okay. I mean, it's there's fruit there, but it's more savory to me than it is fruity.
Yeah.
It's like chewing a steak.
Yeah. Mm. Which just sounds not great for a wine, but it really works.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This would, I mean, this with a tomahawk ribeye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This would be.
Or a cheese, because the wine tastes like meat. So it's like you're having meat and cheese.
Yeah.
If you used to eat meat, now you don't, couldn't you miss it? Just drink this wine. There's no meat in it.
It tastes like meat. If you used to eat meat and you don't eat meat anymore, you're probably not listening to the show. That's for sure. But yeah, absolutely beautiful wine. Oh my gosh. It just, hold on, let me go back. Yeah, the Cab Franc, I can definitely feel that in there because I can feel that Franc underneath. But
texture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the
structure.
This is perfectly blended and perfectly made. Absolutely fantastic wine. So we're going to be giving the Castello de Bulgari, Bulgari Superior 2021, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Molto bene, my new friends.
Yeah, that does not stink. Good God. So we've done Spain, we've done Italy. Let's go to California to a winery started by a gentleman who came here from Persia. So Dariush Khalidi founded the Dariush Estate Winery in Napa in 1998. And since that time, he's accumulated about 120 acres of vineyards spanning the Mount Viter, Oak Knoll, and Coombsville ABAs. And they focused on Bordeaux and Rhone varietals. Dariush focuses on the visitor experience.
Better than any other winery.
But they do an amazing, amazing job of it. Yeah. I mean, the food there is just incredible.
Yep.
And absolutely beautiful experience going there. If you're ever in the valley, you certainly don't want to miss it. And visually stunning winery as well. But what we are going to be drinking today, thank you so much for sending, is the Dariush Darius II Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. This is Napa Valley, 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. Hope Goldie was the winemaker, who's been there over 20 years, I believe. So this is 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, sourced predominantly from the Dariush Estate Vineyards. Let's take a look at it here. It's the ABV on this. I didn't even look. It is 15.5. There it is. Okay. Beautiful label. The artwork on the label. And like all their wines, the bottle lets you know that it's a substantial wine because it's a substantial bottle. On the color, beautiful. Just dark, 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 dark garnet. On the nose. Graphite. Herbs. A little bit of thyme. A little bit of sage. Dark red stewed fruit. Let's have a taste, shall we? Wow. I'm sorry we opened this now because this wine is only going to get better, but it's already absolutely fantastic. Beautiful, beautiful tannins, very well integrated, but they're there. There's a spine and a backbone in this wine that lets you know this thing is ready to go. This one could go for quite some time, I think, as most of their wines are, but this one is absolutely magnificent. Just such a good mouthfeel to it. What'd you think, Justin?
So the color was definite garnet. I couldn't see through it. My first note on the nose was angels were singing in my nose. And then, there's like mushrooms, fruitcake, on the nose, that the wild flavors faded off after it's been in the glass for a while. There was gorgeous fruit on the palate, light Manila wafers. The finish goes on forever. you never want to stop drinking this wine. So yeah. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah. The finish just stays with you. It grabs you and holds you by the throat and it does not let you go. Beautiful wine.
Yeah. Just open this, shut your phone off for like 4 hours and just enjoy it.
Yeah. And a really pretty label. It's, I have the notes here. It's from a 19th century tile from Tehran, Iran, acquired in 1876 by the Victoria and Albert Museum. But very pretty label. But the wine, labels are great, bottles are great, but the wine. This is a wine to be reckoned with. This thing's got a body and a soul. And absolutely magnificent wine. If you see this on the shelf, you need to grab one of these. Do not pass this one by. So we're going to be giving the 2022 Darius II Cabernet Sauvignon a well-deserved 5 cents.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Yeah, just so well done. Oh my gosh. Not like we've ever had a bad wine from them, but that one's really good. Well, the last one we did was their 25th anniversary, and that one was pretty spectacular as well. Yeah. But yeah, this one really is hitting all cylinders.
Yep.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining me here in the basement.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's not a bad day.
Not a
bad day at all. We did quite the little world journey with these, and nothing here really disappointed whatsoever. But, Lord have mercy. Yeah. For Made Man Bob, thank you for joining us. And remember, life is too short to drink bad wine. And if you were here with us today, that didn't happen.
Yep.
But I didn't even get to play all my new sound effects, so.
With another show for another sound, my friend.
We will sell no wine before it's time.
Orson. And we're gone.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.